Last Sunday we prayed, O Lord God, you led your ancient people through the wilderness and brought them to the promised land. Guide the people of your church that following our Savior, we may walk through the wilderness of this world toward the glory of the world to come. Is it proper to compare Jesus' life, death, and resurrection to the Exodus from Egypt? Is it proper to compare our salvation to the journey of Israel as they wandered 40 years in the wilderness? When Jesus was on the Mount of Transfiguration with Moses and Elijah, they discussed his departure, literally his exodus, which would be accomplished in Jerusalem. St. Luke, in his Gospel, uses the word exodus to describe Jesus' death and resurrection. Jesus leads us in our own exodus from sin, death, and the power of the devil. Even as we stumble and fail, our Lord continues to uphold us. He has defeated the temptations which overwhelm us and has won for us our redemption. The story of Jesus' temptation shows us first of many victories over sin, which he accomplished on our behalf. Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and were ministering to him. Please join us each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church to learn more about our deliverance from the devil, the world, and our own sinful flesh. If you have questions or comments, please visit our Ask the Pastor website at ask.trinityslayton.info. May our Lord grant you the peace of knowing Christ Jesus has delivered you from sin and death because of his great love. Amen.